Her dog didn't bite you, but it frightened you.
Panic over a dog on the loose.
He jumped the fence. He scared me out of my mind.
It's a pretty high fence.
Now I don't know what that dog would have did to my baby if I hadn't ran and grabbed her.
But the neighbor...
The city told me to put the gate up properly, and I did that.
Says she's barking up the wrong tree.
Who called the dog back?
Didn't anybody call the dog back. The dog was already in the gate.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Tasha Jones is suing her neighbor, Tasha Bell, for damages due to a dog attack and harassment.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 326 on the calendar, the matter of Jones versus Bell. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Jones, how long have you and Miss Bell been neighbors?
Actually, I've been staying in my house about 3 years. She wasn't living there at the time I moved in. She moved in.
How long have you been there?
Since November of 2015.
What kind of a dog do you have?
A Rhodesian Ridgeback.
How big is dog is that?
She comes about right here.
And you have problems with this dog? That's
yes,
what
ma'am.
This case is about. In this case, you allege that you were out in your driveway and her dog got loose. Her dog didn't bite you, but it frightened you.
Well, this is not the first time. Okay.
But it frightened you.
Right.
It frightened you, causing you to fall over and injuring yourself, and also your dog
was... My one-year-old, yes, is not here.
So I want you to tell me, what time of the day did this happen on September 19th?
Actually, it was the 20th. On the 20th, I was outside putting some water in my truck. So they let their dog out again. Like I said, they always...
Just a minute. They have a fenced-in yard.
Right. I got pictures to show you.
They have a fenced yard.
Right. It's not properly secured. The gate has a tire hole in the front of it up. So on this particular day, I'm outside putting some water in my truck, and they let the dog out. He starts barking immediately at my one-year-old. So I keep her close to me, put some water in my truck, go back to fill my jug up again. And as I'm looking up, her dog is coming over the fence, but I have told Ms. Bell on 3 or 4 more occasions to please put your dogs up. She has more than one dog, by the way.
Can I see pictures of the fence?
You want me to keep talking?
It's a pretty high fence.
It's not that high. She put those boards up there probably.
It's a pretty high fence. I see it in relation to the car, because there's a car here.
And I'm going to tell you, when he ran back out of my yard, he went through the front of the fence.
What do you mean he went through the front of the fence?
When when her other daughter, I was screaming for my life.
Just a second. Hey, let's pay careful attention to me.
Yes, ma'am.
You told me a moment ago that the dog jumped over the fence.
Yeah, he jumped over the fence.
Now you said the dog went through the front of the fence.
When her daughter called him when I was screaming, she heard me screaming. He actually ran and went through the front of the fence to go back home.
To get back home, he went through the fence. But what you're telling me is that her dog jumped over this fence.
Right.
And it frightened you.
Frightened me and my daughter. I'm going to tell you, the reason why it frightened me, because a previous accident, her dogs jumped the fence and mauled my daughter here over 20 bite stitches and stuff. So I wasn't going to let that happen again. She has not complied with the leash law for her dogs. Like I said, I have called my neighbor 3 or 4 times.
What?
Asking,
shh. Was this dog taken away?
Oh, we gave that dog away. Taz did that. Mm-hmm. And that dog was given away.
It was two dogs. Two.
And when that happened, my fence wasn't up.
Was not up?
It wasn't. And the city told me to put the gate up properly. And I did that.
No, ma'am.
Did you have homeowner's insurance?
Yes, ma'am. And she did file a claim.
And when was that?
That was the beginning of October of 2015.
And was that claim settled?
Yes, it was.
For how much?
$100,000.
No, ma'am. It was settled for $51,000.
That's probably what she got.
Just a second. I don't want you to interrupt her again.
Okay.
Did you have a lawyer?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the net amount that your daughter put in the bank?
The total amount was $51,000. When my daughter got through with the lawyer fees and everything, it was $32,000. Yes, ma'am.
But you collected that money?
Yeah, my daughter collected. It's in a trust fund for her.
Great. Actually, it doesn't make up for these injuries.
That's, it doesn't. You're right.
Doesn't make up for the injuries.
My minimum was $100,000. It was a $500,000 liability policy. Okay. But they did give her the minimum of $100,000.
Do you still have it?
Through State Farm, yes, ma'am.
You still have the policy. Okay, and then
No. They canceled the policy after they paid her off.
Did you get another policy?
No.
You should have another policy. You have how many dogs?
Three.
What kind
of dogs? Which is two only living there now.
One is a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
And the other one is like a little German Shepherd.
How little a German Shepherd?
It's maybe 4 months, almost 4 months.
So it's a puppy?
Yes.
You should have insurance. Homeowners.
Okay.
Get it. Otherwise, she won't have to worry about you. She'll sue you and she'll own your house.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Judge, I just want to say, none of this is true what she's saying. My daughter could have been killed.
Just listen to me. We're not here to talk about your daughter.
Okay.
This happened a long time ago. You sued her. Your daughter was compensated for her injuries. And this dog, if I believe you, didn't bite you. You were frightened, you say, by the dog, and you fell.
No, I didn't fall. Actually, I was running with my jug in my hand. I threw my one-year-old behind me, and I slipped and twisted my ankle. Threw my daughter behind me.
Just a second.
Here's the picture.
Shh, I'm speaking.
Okay.
So what you're telling me is that you were walking with your water jug.
To fill it up again, right.
Right. And you fell and
no,
you slipped.
No, I didn't fall until after I seen her dog come charging towards my one-year-old.
What did you fall on? How did you hurt yourself?
I didn't fall. Let's clear that up. I twisted my ankle trying to run and grab my one-year-old and throw her behind me because I was scared that dog was going to tear my little one-year-old to part. And I got the pictures to show it.
Show what?
Show the injuries of my daughter's head when I had to throw her behind me to protect her. Because, I mean, I don't trust my neighbor dogs. And I don't know what that dog would have did to my baby if I hadn't ran and grabbed her. And this is the pictures of that. We went to the emergency.
Could I see pictures of the baby,
sure.
Please?
And this the this the pictures. And I got the bills also, and where they wrapped my ankle with ACE wrap. And my daughter, they had to take X-rays of her head.
Now I'd like to see the police report that you filed.
I don't have a police report.
Why not?
Because
I want to see your report from Animal Control that you filed.
The one I tried to pull out of my email, Animal Control sent it to me, but it's something wrong with my email, and I couldn't pull it out, but they did give me both reports, and I can't pull it out of my email, and I don't know why.
On what date did you call the police?
The same day. They came out. I had a panic attack because I've been bit by a dog, and she's saying her dog's puppy.
Let me explain something to you. Doesn't do anything purposely. She was told to put up a fence. She put up a fence. It looks like a high enough fence. You say no. I say this looks like a chain link fence that could keep in a dog that she says is about 3 feet off the ground.
Yes.
3 feet off the ground. Ordinarily, this would be a reasonable fence to keep that dog in. I wouldn't think that that dog could jump over this fence. You say it did. You were home.
Yes, ma'am.
Step up next to your mom. Tell me your first name.
Tykeria Washington.
You were home on that day?
Yes, ma'am.
And you heard the plaintiff outside?
Well, she was inside the house, like yelling, stating that she was going to call the police.
And where was your mom?
She was outside.
Your mom was outside?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to tell me what called your attention to the plaintiff that day.
When she was screaming, like yelling at the door, stating.
Yelling
that she,
at what door?
At her side door, she was yelling, stating that she was gonna call the police.
So she was outside?
No, she was inside. She was inside yelling, screaming that
she.
But
with the door open?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where was her baby?
I guess she was inside too. The baby.
Had you seen her outside before?
That day?
That day. Had you seen her outside near her truck with her baby?
Well, I didn't see. Because I guess her water hydrant is behind the truck, so I didn't, like, really see, like, where she was.
How old is the Rhodesian Ridgeback, the dog?
She 1 year.
Have you ever seen her slip through the fence?
No, ma'am.
Do you remember when your mom put up the fence?
A couple weeks after the attack, she put the fence up.
And you've never seen your dog get through that fence?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever seen the dog get through that fence?
No, I never seen her jump over the fence, no.
Could you stand up? Tell me your first name.
Taylor Ross.
You see their dog in the yard frequently?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you ever see the dog scale the fence, jump over the fence?
No, ma'am.
You. Did you ever see the dog get through the fence?
No, ma'am.
I don't think this dog jumped over the fence.
Your Honor, he jumped the fence. He scared me out of my mind. When the ambulance came, my blood pressure was sky high. I'm scared of dogs, regardless of how little or small they are. I actually got bit by a dog. He jumped over that fence, and when he came back, he went through that gate where they don't have secure. I'm actually the one that told her about the kids that tore her fence down. I actually was the one
that put it... I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about now that the fence is up.
No, she told you that the fence got put up after my daughter got bit.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's been up and it's been in that condition. It actually hangs. That's what I was gonna tell you. The dog got over that fence that day. And her daughter, her oldest daughter, is the one that seen him in my face barking. Only thing that kept that dog from biting me in my 1-year-old was I had that jug in my hand. When her oldest daughter called that dog back.
What's your older daughter's name?
My oldest daughter's name is Tatiana Washington. And it was two daughters and my son that was out there. It was this one and it was Jalea. Jalea's only 13 years old. She was out there and Jeremy, he's 21. He was out there and myself.
On that day?
Yes, ma'am.
Who called the dog back?
Didn't anybody call the dog back. The dog was already in the gate.
Okay. Now I'll see your medical reports.
Mr. Bill's gonna be on top.
None of these reports has a write-up?
What you mean, write-up?
A write-up of what you told the emergency room doctor.
It's on there, the head contusion for my daughter.
Just
and
a second.
A sprain for
just
me.
Just a second. You have any other medical reports?
No, ma'am. That's all I have.
I find it hard to believe that a dog jumped over this fence.
It did, Your Honor. I can promise you that.
And the dog didn't bite you?
No, thank God he didn't bite me or my 1-year-old. Because I threw her behind me. That's how she got that on me. Because I grabbed her, and that's how they took the x-rays of her arm. Because when we got to the emergency room, she didn't want to lift her arm. So they took an x-ray. I had to literally throw my daughter behind me, and I got a brick house. And wasn't no one out there when this happened, and that's the truth. Only person came to my rescue was her oldest daughter. I was hollering at the top of my lungs, somebody help, help. Nobody was out there.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm asking you the question. I'm prepared to make the call.
Right.
Which daughter was it?
It was the daughter that drives.
All of them drive.
I drive.
That's the daughter that I had to call the police on. Her daughter came to my yard trying to fight me, by the way.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Tasha Jones says Tasha Bell owes for damages from a dog attack and harassment.
Now, where's your older daughter?
She probably at work. My oldest daughter works 3 jobs. That's when I know she wasn't the one she's
just
talking about.
Just a second. That's who she says was there.
But I have a phone number.
Give me her cell number.
It's 812-82. And her name is Tatiana Washington.
Your Honor, that's not the name she called when the police came out. She called her Kayla.
Jalea. She's 13.
Just a second.
That's not the one. I'm sorry. It's
I'm asking you the question. I'm prepared to make the call.
Right.
Which daughter was it?
It was the daughter that drives.
All of them drive.
I drive.
I have 4 daughters that drive.
She's the daughter that got the white car. She's the daughter that I had to call the police on.
Just a second.
Her daughter came to my yard trying to fight me, by the way.
No.
The police came in.
All I'm asking is the person that I'm calling Tatiana?
I don't know her real name. I never got
Tatiana does have a white car. She does have a white car. But I'm telling you, she wasn't the one that was there.
I'm talking about the daughter that I'm talking about.
Listen, I find it hard to believe that this dog jumped over the fence. I think that the dog might have jumped at the fence and you got scared and grabbed your daughter. That's a possibility. And that enough is enough to make you nervous. I don't think that that dog can get over this fence. You telling me that there was a child there of hers that called the dog back. I'm prepared to call that child.
I don't know if you called the right one or not.
What?
I don't know if you called the right daughter.
Because I have 6 daughters. Tatiana is the oldest.
Can't help.
And, Your Honor, I'm going to tell you, she has been harassing me from no end. I pull up and my daughter tell you, she started pointing at me. You already sued me once. You're not going to sue me again. Then the second time her daughter, the one I'm talking about that witnessed this, came in my yard and asked me, do you got a problem? I said, no, I don't have a problem. I'm just going to call your mom. So I called Miss Bell. She came over. We talked like adults. And I told her, I said, Miss Bell, I'm going to call the police because I'm pregnant. I don't need your daughter. I don't need them coming over trying to fight me and my kids because of their dogs. And I have all right to protect my kids from her animals.
You absolutely do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Talicia said the reason she asked her if she had a problem because she had been mean mugging her when she was outside that whole day.
Where is Talicia?
She's at the house. Her number is 662-3.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tasha Jones says neighbor Tasha Bell is responsible for damages from a dog attack.
I have to believe that the dog jumped over this fence.
But can I speak? I'm going to tell you the reason I know she don't know my kids. The daughter that she's talking about, that she called the police on her saying that she's asked her, do you have a problem? Her name is Talicia Washington. She's 15. She got the wrong daughter.
Is that the person who called the dog in?
And it's the same person that I had to call the police on.
Right. So that's
Talicia Washington.
Yes.
And Talicia said the reason she asked her if she had a problem because she had been mean mugging her when she was outside that whole day. And she's at the house. Her number is 662. She don't even know who she's speaking to. Lying self, harassing her.
Is this Celicia? Celicia, this is Judge Judy. How are you today? Good, thank you. I got your number from your mom, and I have a couple of questions for you, okay? Do you remember September 20th and that incident involving your dog? Were you outside when the dog jumped the fence? Did you call the dog? What's the dog's name, by the way? Did you call the dog back into your yard? You did not. Tell me what you saw. The dog was in the gate. You didn't call the dog in the gate. Did you hear your neighbor screaming? Did you hear the dog barking? Okay. Celicia, thanks very much. Bye-bye now.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, Celicia says the dog was never outside the gate. I have two things that I have to consider. One of the things that I have to consider is whether I actually can visualize this dog jumping over the gate. Quite frankly, I cannot. Celicia says the dog was always inside the gate. Then I have to figure out whether or not the defendant was negligent. Clearly she was not, because she built a fence pursuant to what she was told she had to do. She built a chain link fence that looks, to my eyes, sufficiently high to restrain a medium-sized dog. So I don't think that I can ascribe any negligence to her. Your daughter has said she's never seen the dog outside the fence or crawl through the fence. So I don't know what happened that day, and it may have been that the dog went charging towards the fence and you got frightened, but I'm not satisfied that I can ascribe any negligence to the defendant. Your case is dismissed. We're finished.
Your Honor, please.
We're finished.
By Judge Judy, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She need money. not working and need money and wanting to come back for more. She sued me before.
It was a lot of lies told in the courtroom.
I offered to pay her medical bills. But she, once I received a call from her lawyer.
My daughter got bitten over 20 bites on her body. She definitely has dangerous dogs.
That I was being sued, I ended all that right then and there.
I have nothing else to say to my neighbor. It's clearly dead.
No, it doesn't. You know, the truth will set you free.
She's a liar and she can't be trusted.
I'm glad that justice was served today.